Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there.
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me one.
Okay.
Cool.
Is there space on this? There have been like 18 podcasts recorded this
Yeah,
week.
We have 3 hours and 20 minutes.
Okay. Oh. So just keep it less than 3 hours.
Yes.
Hello, people.
Welcome to Mamas and Merlot. Oh, shit.
What
battery just went down. Okay, we gotta
do this.
Okay,
we
hi guys. I thought about bringing them and I don't think I brought them. Welcome to Mamas and Merlot.
We're out of order, so this is gonna be
we
weird.
Are well, I mean, whatever.
You're out of order.
This whole core room's out. Okay.
Oh Jesus.
Anyway. You know, and I said begins. That and I was imagining Joey saying all right, so welcome to Mamas and Merlot, friends reference before we even
our
finish.
Special Mother's Day edition.
Yes, it is our special Mother's Day edition. We are coming to you live from our slumber party. Well, live.
Live-ish.
We are recording.
Live adjacent.
It's live right now as we are speaking, not as you are hearing it. So don't judge me. So we are in a hotel room. We are child free, pet free. We are husband free. It is wonderful. And with me tonight is Christy.
Hello.
And Stephanie.
Hello, hello.
And we have a guest who is not a mama, but she is joining us anyway because we love her face, is Missy.
Salt and vinegar chips are the best.
And we have bought us dinner so she can stay.
Yeah. So yeah. Thank you again, Missy, for buying us
I
dinner.
I bought myself a ticket at the table, guys.
That's true.
You can, too.
As long as you
Who
feed
says
us.
You can't buy friends?
Give us some drinks. You
we're,
stick around.
We're very easy
we
to
like
please.
You. Yeah.
It was good dinner, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
That was yummy.
It was a very good dinner. Okay, so like I said, we are coming to you from our hotel room, and it's so big and spacious and wonderful. Yes.
We have a suite. There's a door that separates the one room from the other.
I know.
We have a kitchenette.
We have a microwave.
Is it a kitchenette?
It's yeah. like a pretty dishwasher. It's, we have
a full-size microwave.
We have a full-size microwave. We have a full-size dishwasher.
There's like a stove top.
Yeah, this is like legit an apartment. There's just not an oven. So like we can't bake cookies here, but we can do everything
but
else.
We can
Why would you
dough?
Bake cookies if you have raw cookie dough?
I mean, stupid. It's just I'm just saying.
She's
you
saying
ruin
that-
you ruin cookie dough if you make them cookies.
Because you always should have something baking when a guy comes over.
Exactly.
And his martini ready and his slippers by the Alicia by his so favorite chair.
You chew your food and spit it in your kid's mouth. You can't judge me.
Oh my.
Did Alicia Silverstone say that?
Yeah.
What the which part?
She practices.
No, it's the, well, I know that she like practices the attachment.
No, but
the,
it's clueless. Like,
chewing of the food and
the chewing of the food is her
chewing your children's food.
I didn't know that you were doing Clueless. I thought she like did that in real life after the fact. That's fine. Okay, never mind.
No, that was my Clueless reference.
And I was like, okay.
Can I get in on that?
No.
Where is your spoon?
So like I said, we are eating raw cookie dough tonight.
Missy just wants to make sure it's not poisoned.
We are eating salt and vinegar chips, right?
Well, me and Missy are.
I'm not fucking touching salt and vinegar chips.
Missy and Christy are eating salt and vinegar chips.
Hey, it's more
we have
you.
Our wine.
We oh, that's right. We're drinking wine. Do you want to get it? Because I'm wrapped up in a blanket.
Yes. Oh, never mind.
That's right. Stephanie Steph like almost broke her foot. Is that my glass?
Her bathing suit.
Yeah, the day this after we recorded our episode last week, where I kept saying I had to wake up early, is because I had an early wedding set up. And during that wedding setup, my business partner dropped the bottom half of a cocktail table on my foot. Accidents happen. Fine. No big deal. It's nobody's fault. But, you know, shit happens. Not the first time. But anyway, it was like in the middle of the setup and I still had to work like about another 10 hours. So by the time I got home, my foot looked like it was the size of Alabama.
That is true. I was there.
And it was all fucked up and super bruised. So I had to emergency call Missy in the morning to come babysit Link so that I could go to urgent care and get my foot x-rayed.
Where my godson proceeded to try on different hats that included a bucket of Easter eggs.
Nice.
Empty Easter eggs.
All right. So let's talk about our wine real quick before we move into anything else. Today, Christy brought us a wine called Our Daily Cab. It's a Cabernet Sauvignon because that's what we drink.
Apparently.
That is what we drink. We are called Mamas and Merlot.
But our go-to.
We drink cabs.
How many times have you had Merlot on the air?
Like twice.
Four, like three or four. It's a little more
there's
than
two that I can recall off the top of my head. I can
okay,
go back
so
and check
when it's my turn to buy wine again. I'll buy
a Merlot. I've been meaning I wanted to have a Merlot last time I bought one, and then or didn't the last time you brought one, the one that was icky, wasn't that one a Merlot? I don't remember.
No, I think it was I think it was a cab and it was just not good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is Christy's choice, Our Daily Cab. Yeah. And it has the hand of God and
what
David
is the Sistine Adam. Chapel thing.
Is it David?
It's Adam. It's the creation of
man. Oh, it's Adam. It's piece of well, it's God and Adam touching
Ted
fingers.
Mosby, party of
yeah,
one.
It's holding a glass of wine.
I'm
and
sorry
it says,
that I, you know, study
I'm going to throw
art.
Things at you.
I'm sorry that I study and appreciate art.
How dare you?
But it says, no preservatives added. It's organic.
Organic, that means it's healthy.
Yeah, it's from California. It says, most wines contain added preservatives called sulfites. We don't mm-hmm. add
That's what gives you the headache.
Yeah. We don't add any preservatives to our daily
so
cab.
So this isn't going to give us a hangover?
No.
We will find out in the morning.
We'll see. So you can enjoy the
What's
wine.
What's the alcohol content?
12.5%.
That's not bad.
Yeah. So,
a little less than normal.
It says, fresh is best. Enjoy one day of opening. It's vegan, gluten free.
It's vegan.
And no detectable sulfates. So, cool. It's Our Daily Cab. And let's see.
It is a little like more juice like than most of the wines that we drink. It's like not as, it's not bitey, it's soft.
Yeah. But it's still, good it's with still dessert. A bit dry also. It's not
yeah, it's
like.
It's not super
it's
sweet.
It's nice.
I like it.
I like it. Initial impression is good.
It's good. I'm a fan of. I just couldn't leave that at the store.
Is this my cup?
Yes, it is.
I'm just going in on the chips for an hour now, so.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting to have an organic wine.
Yes, this one we are for sure 100% that it is organic.
Tastes yummy.
Okie dokie. So.
Growing and shit.
Does anybody have anything fun they want to share?
Other than I almost broke my foot. Well, I almost broke my foot and then I stayed home all week because I didn't want to further injure it.
I stayed home all week too.
Yeah, except by Tuesday, I was like banging my head into a wall from how bored I was.
Yes, yes.
I started potty training like hardcore this week.
I know. I'm very jealous.
Same here.
So the first day was not good. The first day we had two pee-pees and a poop. In the span of an hour while I was making dinner.
Of course.
So, yeah, it couldn't have been like the entire 2 hours after school before I started dinner.
No.
Before.
That's
I also
too easy.
Had no help this week because
That's too
my.
Home alone?
Yeah. I had no help this week because my parents were traveling. They've been in Europe all week. And then Dave came home like in the middle of it. But since I was home, Lincoln gets out of school at 2, and David doesn't usually get home till like almost 4. Mm-hmm. So I basically was for 2 hours trying to potty train him by myself. And that whole time, nothing. Sit him on the potty, nothing. Hey, Link, you want to do pee-pee? No. Nothing. Okay, fine. 6:30 rolls around. I'm going to make dinner. Start making everything.
Time to take shit, Mom.
Of course. Of
course. Mama! Mama, pee-pee a floor. Okay, Papi, don't worry. It's not a big deal. Like, you're not supposed to scold them when they're potty training and they have an accident, because then you scare them and they never want to do it. So then they clean it up, whatever, put a new pair of underwear. I sit him on the counter, like, not on the counter, on the stool next to the counter with, like, a coloring book and some crayons. He can, like, entertain himself, and, like, Blaze is on in the background. Fucking, which I have another little story about Blaze. When I went to the fucking urgent care, they did, like, the blood pressure thing. Mm-hmm. And the little sound the machine makes when it turns on sounds exactly like the fucking little Blaze honk. And when I heard it, David and I looked at each other and we were like, are they aware that the Baptist Hospital is like ripping off their sound effect? Whatever. Sue Baptist Hospital if you want, Nickelodeon. But anyway, so I'm like chopping vegetables. I cooked very healthy this week. I
chopping
like,
broccoli.
We went to Aldi and we did like a healthy grocery shop on Sunday, and we like got all healthy stuff and like organic vegetables and like fish and all kinds of healthy shit. So I'm chopping vegetables and I'm making dinner and whatever, and then I just notice it's a little too quiet.
Red flag. The worst thing.
And I turn around to see Lincoln on the chair, and he is like knees towards the back of the chair, like hunched over. And I'm like, this kid's fucking taking a shit in his fucking Paw Patrol underwear. And I walk, and as I start to get closer to him, you know, I smell, because my son can't take, like,
you got a 3D cute, experience?
My son can't take, like, cute toddler poops. He's got to take, like, man dumps. And then there was a mushy lump in his underwear.
So I'm going to stop like eating the cookie dough now.
Because it wasn't also, like, it wasn't, like, a hard one. It was, like,
still not going to eat it.
Play-Doh-esque. So I had to, I just threw that in the tub, and I'm like, I'll deal with that later. Changed him again. Went about my business. We finished dinner and we sat, like, sit with him on the couch to watch TV a little bit, with still like the interim of every 15 minutes, like putting him on the potty, whatever. So then he gets up to go, and then on the way to the bathroom, had another accident. This all happened in the span of an hour.
Lovely.
That sounds. Maybe he got nervous.
Well, and I think it the two or the three accidents helped, because then the next day he was fine. Like, he was getting it. But my problem now is that he doesn't want to sit on the potty or on the toilet. He wants to stand. The toilet is the actual, and he doesn't like the little potty, like the his size potty. He likes the real toilet. But the problem is the real size toilet is a little too tall for him, because, you know,
even with like a step, like a little,
the step stool makes it too high, and then he's like, I'm afraid he's going to hurt himself.
Okay.
Trying to do it on his own. So I have a walk-in shower, and I'm like, you know what? Go in there. At least you're telling me when you have to pee, which is the goal.
Yeah.
It's telling me, Mama, I have to pee-pee. So Mama, I have to pee-pee. Now the only place he wants to fucking take a piss
is the shower.
Is the fucking shower.
Which ain't a problem for the piss, but...
Which isn't a problem because, you know, he hasn't pooped in the potty in a little while. It's been some time. He has pooped in the potty a few times, a seldom few times, but whatever. So now I'm thinking about getting that, like, urinal suction cup to the wall thing so that he can pee standing up, because he doesn't like peeing sitting down. But I have gotten him to tell me when he needs to go, and in the mornings when we wake up, if his diaper's dry, like, in the shower he goes and he pees. And, yeah.
So that's working.
It's working. It's happening. It's getting there.
Yeah, no. Nathan, no,
we just got to work out the kinks.
Nathan's decided no, and his teacher was like, I don't think he's ready yet. But yet now, like, today by the morning, I think it was, or yesterday. No, it was today in the morning. So he goes, I'm in the room getting dressed and getting packed for this, and he runs into the, because we're using pull-ups now. Mm-hmm. Because we're at least just at least trying that.
Will like, he sit in them all day, like with pee in them? Yes.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
So we were trying that. So, I'm in the room getting ready, and he looks at me, and I went into the bathroom to get like my toiletries, and he looks at me, and he goes, Mama pee pee, Mama puppy pee pee, and I'm like, Papa, you have to go. And I got super excited. I'm like, you have to go pee pee. He goes, No, Mama, you pee pee. And I'm like, huh? He goes, yeah, Mama, sit down, go pee pee. I'm like, what? And he goes, Mama, you sit down, go pee pee in the potty. And I'm like, okay, well, this is gonna make you do it.
Potty training you.
Yeah. I'm like, well, look, Mommy will show you. So I sit down on the potty with my pants up, like. I'm just gonna sit there. He goes, no, Mama, you've got to take down your pants. So I'm like, this is fucking amazing. I get to, like, you know, because I don't pee alone as it is. So I'm like, great. So I sit down and I go, I'm like, look, Papa, because you do what you gotta do as a parent,
right?
So I go, and then I go, do you need to pee? And he goes, yes, Mama. I was like, okay, great, we have a bidet. So nice. I was like, look, Nathan, here, sit there.
Day shower, same shit.
Yeah. So I'm like, you have to sit down the bidet. He goes, okay. And he sits, and then he goes, no, Mom, I gotta take off my pants. So I'm like, I'm super excited. This is all happening. I haven't called anybody. I don't want to get him nervous. He puts down his pants and he sits down on the bidet, and I'm like, it's gonna happen. And then I go, Nathan, you have to go pee pee. He goes, yeah, Mama, pee pee, let's go. I'm like, what? And he jumps off naked.
Of course.
And it just runs to the living room and proceeds to stand, because I'm here like struggling putting back my pants back up. And I'm like telling Jeff, I'm screaming across the house, I'm like, he's naked, he's naked, he's coming your way. Pants. And he comes and he proceeds to stand at the glass, the sliding glass door that we have
to go outside.
No, I don't know what he's doing, honestly.
It's like, maybe he sees the dog peeing outside, so he thinks that's where
he's peeing. Well, we do say Gunner pee pee outside a lot, so I don't know. But the best thing is, so he's standing there facing the outside with a t-shirt, nothing under, so junk exposed.
Nice.
Pushing against the sliding glass door. So toddler junk against the sliding glass door. I'm seeing just the back view of this. And I'm like, great. As the lawn guy is mowing the lawn in the backyard. And I just called Jeff. I'm like, you've got to see this. Come here. And like, Jeff tried to get a picture of the bed of this. But of course, phones do not cooperate when you want like that picture.
Never. Never.
So I'm like, okay. I'm like, Nathan, come on. You can't do this. He goes, come on, you have to go pee pee in the potty. I'm in the potty. Finally, he turns around. I'm like, I don't think he's just going to pee at the window. So I'm like, it's either he wants to go. So I grabbed him. Then he goes, okay, Mama, let's go. Let's go. So he takes me to the bathroom, but we have already taken off the potty and the step stool and everything. So he refuses to put on clothes. He's still butt naked. And then he's like, Mama, potty. I'm like, okay. Okay, so I have to go find the potty, put it on the thing, and then he's like, Mama, stool, get the step stool, put it there. All this whole thing for him to just stand on the step stool and start jumping from the step stool to the carpet to the step stool. And I'm like, what are you doing?
While junk is exposed.
I'm like, so all while junk tired. Is exposed.
I'm so tired just listening to this story. I'm like, I'm exhausted.
This is what I was just like, Nathan, do you have to pee pee? He goes, no, Mama, let's go.
Fuck.
And done. I'm like, so I just look at Jeff and I go, this is yours now.
Your responsibility.
Have you, I have a good friend of mine whose aunt owns a preschool. And when I first started like venturing into the potty training arena, I asked her like what the like procedure is. And she told me to have him watch Daddy. So I don't know.
He does. He's watched Daddy. Well, last time I think I told you guys and I told our listeners that like the first time we tried to put him on the potty to try, we sat him down on the potty and he asked me for the phone.
Yeah, I remember.
I gave him the, I'm like, I looked at him with his face like, okay, I gave him the phone and he tried to close the door and I'm like, Nathan, what are you doing? He goes, Mama, like Dada, because he wanted to sit on the toilet and play on his phone. Because that's
what Daddy does.
It's a new age. Instead of taking a newspaper or magazine,
yeah, take your phone.
No, it really is. It really is. It's.
Do you have a follow up to the coconut story you shared? I don't know if you did it on air, but
oh, I didn't share it on air last week when I picked up Sophie from school.
That was the best picture ever.
Last Friday, I see her because like when I go pick up Sophie, like parents aren't allowed onto the campus, so like I can't walk to her classroom, so they bring the kids to the like the drop-off area, which is outside, so like I can see her from far away, and I spot her because her backpack is bright pink, and I see her, I'm like, she's holding a giant ass coconut, but like it was a big coconut, and I'm like, what the fuck is she holding? So I go, and I'm like, hey Sophie, what is that? Like, why do you have a coconut? She's like, mommy, I got a coconut because I was good. And I'm like,
so they're just handing out coconuts at school?
This like, is a new incentive program.
But I'm like, why? Like, why do you have this coconut? So like, I go and I ask the teacher, like, at the teacher, I'm like, but why? She goes, I don't know, mommy. Like, the teacher literally was like, I have no fucking clue why she has this coconut. She won't let me take it away from her.
She should name it Wilson.
She just,
I was just thinking,
has it. This coconut. And I'm like, okay.
That was the volleyball's name.
It was.
So, I've never seen that movie, so whatever.
You need to watch that
movie. No, I don't.
So I decided to let Sophie bring the coconut this in the car. Bitch.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, Sophie is, but whatever.
Oh, I would never.
She was referring to me.
I know she was, but I was making a funny, guys. But Sophie is. Let's move on. So I decided to let Sophie bring the coconut in the car. I'm like, it's just a coconut. It's not like it's an animal or like
dirty. A snake.
Yeah, it's not dirty. I have a snake story too.
It's been an eventful week for my friends.
Really, really has. So I let her bring the coconut home. Like, I wanted to have the coconut when you guys came over last week to record, but between getting home with the coconut and you guys coming over, I got mad at her and I threw the coconut away. Because she started like peeling the coconut.
Wilson again.
She started like peeling the coconut, peeling like the brown off, and it was like leaving little flakes of brown all over the place. And I was like, no. If you were gonna keep the coconut whole, it wouldn't have bothered me, but now you're making a fucking mess with it. I'm like, okay, say bye to the coconut, it's going in the garbage. And I was gonna wait for her to go to sleep to throw it away. I wasn't gonna throw it away in her face, but she was making the best with it, so I was like, this is your punishment, I'm taking it away. And I threw it in the garbage. Yes, I'm a horrible mom, I throw away her toys. And
a coconut is not a toy.
It's
a food.
But it was a toy because she was playing
with it. It was her toy.
Listen, my kid.
But if she got in trouble,
it was her treasure box for behaving good at school.
Listen, my Nathan's mother, godmother came over.
I was like, you're Nathan's mom.
Yeah, Nathan's godmother came over the other day, and she finally, because we were away and stuff like that, gave him his Easter present. And she had found these like little eggs that you're supposed to put in water, and they'll eventually like crack and hatch, and they'll hatch these like little animals.
Okay.
She got them like four of them, like, and the first one was already cracked when we opened the box, so we just cracked it open and saw what it was, and it was like a tiny little frog, like stuffed animal with like a little fuzzy. It actually had the like consistency of like a crayon, like that type of feeling to it.
Okay.
But so with like a little
waxy.
But waxy. So I was like, okay, well, this, how is this going to feel wet? Is going to be weird. So I put it in the thing just to see what it is, and I hid the other ones. So for he good found. Plan. Yeah. So like, I wanted to see. And so he found them the other day. So the morning he finds them, and he made me like unwrap the presents. And luckily, like, since the eggs, like, I just cracked them because he wanted me to open them. So I cracked them. And so out came like a little chick and a little duck. And so he was walking around all morning with a little chick and a little duck.
Did they get stuck on a foosball table?
No. That's amazing. But no, like, he was just walking around like the chick and the duck. Mommy, my little chicken, my little duckie, my little chick, my little duck. And then so all is good. He goes to school. No big deal. Comes back from school. Mommy, where's my chicken, my duck? Playing with his little chicken duck. Then Jeff goes to give him a bath. I didn't know that this was happening. He takes the chicken, the duck, into the bath with him.
The duck can swim.
The second you put it in the water, it starts to like get this consistency of like these little balls start like coming off of it like a fuzz, because it's supposed to grow into this weird thing. So you notice, and I see it, and I grab them like as soon as I can. All you hear is wailing. My chicken, my duck, mommy, daddy, mommy took my chicken, mommy took my duck, like fake crying, like
Poor baby.
And I'm like, what am I doing? So I looked at them. I took them to the bath. Like, I touched them. I'm like, this is disgusting. I don't know what this is. And I threw them away. But Jeff's like, comes over to me. He asked my mom to watch Nathan in the bathtub as he's still like, mommy, my chicken and my duck. What did you do to the damn chicken and duck? I'm like, I threw them away. He's like, what the fuck? The kid's crying. I go, touch them. And he goes, oh, no, that's disgusting. So we do distraction in the bathtub. And then, of course, out of the bath. The entire time, my chicken and my duck, my chicken and my duck. I'm running around the entire house looking for some fucking form of a chicken and a duck. I'm like looking everywhere. I finally find like a little duck that was like on a thing of Pez dispenser, and like we break off the top of it. He's like, this isn't my chicken.
It's the wrong chicken, mom.
So like, you know what? Sometimes you gotta throw shit away for the benefit of your child.
Oh, I know. So here's a question. Do your kids get attached to like random shit around the house? Because Link has this thing where he'll just like I have colored pencils for like when I sketch, because when I design a layout for like a backdrop for like a cake table or something, like I send a sketch over to the client to like approve it, but I usually like to color it so they get like an idea. So I have colored pencils kind of everywhere, and this week he's kind of taken to these pencils that he like refuses to like beat, like will hold them in his hand from the time he wakes up to the time he goes. The other day at Aldi, we bought him a Paw Patrol plate, and from the time we got home from the grocery store to the time he went to fucking sleep, would not let go of the goddamn plate, and then has a total meltdown when it's time to let go of it.
Well, I posted on the mama's page on our Instagram, I think it was, that part of that gift basket that Nathan got from his godmother was this like dino skeleton dino, like that walks. Mm-hmm. And he was obsessed with it, like refused to let it go, and like was walking around the house with it all around, and like I had to put it to bed with him. I couldn't turn it off, so that was the video of it walking at me on the bed.
Nice.
Because, but yeah, like I think it's like it's, they just find like one, but then like that's like a toy, but like he's got a thing with like an egg carton, like an empty egg carton. We were gonna throw it out, like we were making something and like we used all the eggs, so I grabbed the egg carton and I went to throw it away, and he screamed at me. It's like, mommy, no. I'm like, what am I doing? And he was like, no, the carton. I'm like, okay. And I gave it to him. And then he proceeded to put everything that he could find in the house inside the egg carton and walk around with it like it was his, like,
purse.
Yeah, like it was his storage his facility. Little briefcase.
It's just like the random shit that they get attached to.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
My godson told me I couldn't sing yesterday. I wasn't allowed.
Yeah, he's an asshole like that. He'll do that.
I wasn't allowed to sing along to Little Mermaid, which is my least favorite Disney princess anyway. But he was like, Nina, singing. What?
We don't say that in front of Vanessa.
She could have written a post-it, Vanessa.
I agree, but she's still the best.
Excuse me. She's talking about Belle fan, so
doesn't matter. I'm open to other princesses. I'm not just gonna shut down and judge. I just said that in my, if I had a Mount Geekmore of princesses, she would not make my list. That's all I said. I didn't say anything bad. I didn't call her ugly, nasty names like other people in the room. Stupid. Neri's right about Belle.
Shh, we don't say things like that.
No. Never say those words.
Never say those words.
That statement is like,
that statement is dangerous. And yet
I said about a Belle, lot of trouble. I didn't say about anything.
Doesn't matter. That's how it starts. He's going to hold on to that for dear life and be like, your friend said I was right.
About Belle.
No.
He's going
to. You're married. You should know better.
You know how this shit works.
They don't hear the other part.
He's an alien, though. He doesn't, like, not all the rules. Tootie,
they all are.
Jeff got really excited the one time that I told him, like, you were right. And he's like, wait, hold on. I have to remember this moment. I'm like, shut up.
What I've been using lately was, can we just skip the part where you're going to argue with me that you're not going to do it and just get to the part where you do it? Because I got, you know, I got shit to do. So keep it going.
No.
Well, yeah, my godson yesterday, we were singing along to Little Mermaid, and he sat up very straight and looked, turned his head to the right and goes, Nina, no singing.
But like with that, like inflection.
Like,
dick. I'm sorry.
And then, no, because I didn't know. And I was like, what happened? Because, you know, he makes me work for it.
No, I know.
And so, and then Fanny goes, oh, no, he doesn't like it.
And
so
he
then,
does it because he knows, like, you're playing the game with him.
And then Lisa, Fanny and I started singing along. And he just looked at all of us, like, straight up, not even side eye, just, like, locked eyes and was like, no singing.
Nice.
I was like, you're lucky I love you, but also I'll stop singing now.
For any new listeners that don't know, Missy is Lincoln's godmother, so.
Yes.
So he does that to me because, like, I was telling the girls earlier when, I think it was before you got here, whenever we go out in the car, we listen to Moana. And because he always, like, 9 times out of 10 in the car, he'll request it. And I sing along with it. And I, and he'll tell me, Mama, stop! No sing, Mama, no! And, like,
so. You're like people around here.
Wait, but he's gonna, but, like, well, yells at you?
It's yeah, he Saturday like yells night. At me. So I'm like, he gave, so he was like being nice to you because he yells at me. And the other day when we were in the car on the way back from the wedding that Lisa was in the car, we put Moana on and she was singing and he was going, Lisa, no sing. No sing. He doesn't like when people.
Well, I didn't take it personal. Sing. I just thought it was.
No, because I'm personal. He just doesn't, he likes to hear his music and he doesn't like to hear other people singing it.
Well, at least he doesn't like to hear other people singing. Does he sing?
Yeah, he sings along.
He actually, I was actually pretty impressed. Kids are assholes, and they'll
tell you to stop singing so they can sing.
Yeah, no, I was actually pretty impressed because he wasn't even paying attention to the TV screen, and he would still know what was going to happen next just by listening.
He's seen The Little Mermaid a lot. He really likes that movie.
Like calling out Triton when he goes, Triton yells Sebastian, and I was like, yes, but you're not by the TV, genius.
No. He's seen it.
You have to remember, I'm not a mom, so these things fascinate me, and the things that should piss me off, I find hysterical.
Funny. Yeah,
that'll change.
Well, I mean, I guess even as a parent, I mean, you've heard us talk about it all the time. Well, yeah, like, well, one of us is trying to discipline. When I'm trying to discipline Sophie, these two assholes are laughing
because it's funny.
Of course, but then because it's not happening to you. No. But even still, sometimes I have to discipline Sophie, and then when she walks away, I laugh because. It's funny, but it's also rude. And, like, her new thing now, she likes to make observations. So she'll, like, tell Neri, and she'll be like, Puppy, your tummy is really flat. But she says flat. Like, she says with an L, but it sounds like fat. And I'm like, okay, I understand what you're you are just saying what you see, which is you're making observations. Sometimes when you say things like that, you could hurt people's feelings. So you have to think about what you're going to say. I'm like trying to teach her not to say things that are going to get me punched in the face one day. Like, I'm just imagining her just being like,
know, I'll show.
But I'm just imagining being like a target. She'd be like, because she'll tell me, oh, mommy, look at that grandma. And I'm like, how do you even know she's a grandma? She's just an old lady. Look at that old lady. She's like a grandma. She's old like a grandma. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, shut
she told
up.
Your mom, she asked your mom if you were, she was old.
Yeah. She's like, why? She was like touching my mom's, like, my mom's gonna punch me. Like, my mom has like loose skin on her neck because she's older. And Sophie like grabbed.
She lived.
Yeah. Sophie like grabbed it one day. I was like, Wena, why do you have this? And, like. Which is funny.
Well,
but then you're like, shut the fuck up, shut up.
This week I was at my uncle's house because my older cousin was turning 13. So, but I was helping with the little one, Amelia. All my stories are going to come from her because she's a little firecracker. So she has braces. She's 9 now. And she's going through her dental routine at night. And she has some gadget. I don't know what the fuck it's for. And my aunt was in the room with me, and she's like, look, da da da. And then she shows it to me. I'm like, wow, I've never seen that before. And she goes, it's like what you use if you have braces. And I said, I'd never had braces. She goes, yeah, because you couldn't afford it.
Oh my God.
And then I said to her, well, excuse me, little girl, but I didn't have fancy healthcare like your parents cared about you and had fancy healthcare. My bad.
Braces are covered by insurance.
So we're cracking up. Not always, though. A lot of times I've heard the parents yeah, have to pay out of pocket. Oh. So I was like, excuse me, you kids with your fancy Medicare. I mean, not Medicare, just health insurance of the parents that cared. And my aunt's like cracking up, but like trying to muffle it. And I was like,
because you can't as a parent, you can't, like,
you can't encourage
the that type of behavior. Kind of
like firecracker response is hilarious.
It is, but you can't encourage that type of behavior because with
it
you
reinforces it. Or exactly. She said, I called her, I was playing around with her and I called her a little booger, and it just so happened that I was wearing a green shirt and she straight up like locked eyes with me and goes, look who's talking, you're the one wearing the green booger shirt, who's the real booger? And I was like, high five, kid, you burned me. That was good.
Like when your friend's kid is telling her mom, you're ruining my life.
Yeah, there's no way you're keeping a straight face.
You can.
I mean, sometimes when I'm sad, I think about that story. Because that's an amazing... Or the one at Podsgiving where she was like, I'm never going to walk again.
She's
my spirit animal.
She's a lot. She's a handful.
Well...
But poor thing. Okay, so I was stuck at home all week this week. So, like, the first words out of my mouth when I got to the hotel room today was like, let's go out for dinner because I want to be out.
And we were like, Christy and I were like totally like, oh, we'll just
order like, we can order it. I was like, no. No.
She's like, no, we're going out.
I need to go out and be around people.
Other adults.
Yes.
I want to be where the people are.
Exactly.
I want to be fancy and I want to eat.
I don't even need to be fancy. I would have been happy going to TGI Fridays. Like, I would have been fine. No,
but we picked a good spot.
We did pick a good spot. But like, I needed to be out.
We had to do like 15 minute hair and makeup.
That we did.
Not give me enough time to do things.
Stephanie, shut up. You look like you're camera ready as it is.
I had to do this quick. I didn't come looking like this.
No, she didn't.
Okay, I don't care. What I'm saying is that it still came out good. Don't make me be nice to you. You looked great.
How I just trapped you? You saw
you're
it?
An idiot.
Brain ninja.
You're an
don't
idiot.
Make
an idiot
me
that just got
nice
you to admit
you
that I look good.
What?
Sorry.
Yeah, well, you know what? Belle's a better princess than your lazy ass Aurora. Suck on that.
Beauty rest. Whatevs. Her next prince is the hottest.
So okay, so back to me.
He's not the hottest.
I love him. He fucking killed the dragon. Who else killed the dragon?
Christy, what's your favorite Pokemon?
Who else Pikachu? Killed the dragon?
No one.
Pete?
No, Pete was friends with the dragon, babe. He didn't kill the dragon.
Wasn't Pete the dragon?
No,
it's Pete's dragon.
Oh, it's Pete's dragon. Puff is the dragon.
Puff is the magic
about.
Dragon. Okay, just kidding.
Puff he lives by the sea.
Also,
who else killed the dragon? Damn it, now I gotta go on Google.
What's
the excuse
thing
me
from Meet the Parents?
Are you Puff and the Magic Dragon?
That movie's so good.
It really is.
I think Meet the Fockers is better.
No.
Yeah, I gotta go with like Barbara Streisand is everyone's Jewish mom. Like, she's... I love Barbara Streisand, so...
Fictional characters that kill
dragons. And she plays
dragons.
A sex therapist to old people in that movie. It's great.
It is.
Well, I haven't seen
AC's
either
turning
in a very long time,
and
so...
The AC's turning on.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, so the reason I was stuck at home this week is because my children are so wonderful at sharing germs. It's wonderful. Last Friday, I picked up Oliver from school. I'm like, oh, he feels a little warm. And the teachers are like, no, he's warm because he was outside. I'm like, okay. And then we get home.
Sure,
Jim. You know, then
sure,
we get home. Jim. And like an hour and a half later, I'm like, he still feels really warm. So I took his temperature and he had 102 fever. And then the next day, poor thing started with diarrhea. And then it lasted from Saturday to Tuesday with some vomit included, and it was wonderful. Actually, on Tuesday he was already better, but I kept him home just to be safe, and then Sophie caught it. So from Wednesday to Friday, Sophie was home with that. And I made two trips to urgent care this week, one on Sunday for Oliver because I was scared he was dehydrated, and one on Thursday for Sophie because I was scared she was dehydrated. And thank God neither. Yeah, it's been a rough week for me.
And then you thought you had it yesterday, right?
I did. Last night I was so sad after I finished eating dinner. I felt so sick. Like, I was like, that's it. I ate dinner. As soon as I finished eating dinner, I'm like, this is a mistake. I should not have eaten because I'm going to throw this up at some point. Like, this is not. I was so uncomfortable. I'm like,
I had to talk you down.
Chrissy kept texting me. She's like, Vanessa, you're fine. You're doing everything right. And like, you're taking vitamins. And
I'm like, if it's your nerves, you're exhausted. Your kids have been sick all week. That's what you're feeling.
I was like, thank you for being positive for me. But I was like, even as you're telling me all this stuff, I was like, she doesn't know. Like, she doesn't know what I'm feeling. She's not here.
I know my truth. I know my truth.
I know my body. I know what's going on.
I was like, oh, Christy. Oh, honey.
I was trying.
But she was trying, and I appreciate you for, like, being so positive for me. And I was, like, sitting watching TV last night, and I was like, I'm going to have to cancel tomorrow. And I don't want to cancel. Every time we have something super fun planned, I get sick. And I don't want to cancel on them again. And I was
the room had already been charged. So
I know. No, I was going to tell you guys. I was going to be like, look.
I would have slept her alone. I was
coming with her without you.
That's what I was going to tell you. Like, I was already, like, drafting the text message in my head. Like, guys, I'm really sick, and I can't go. But please go and have fun without me. Like, please don't stop from, like, enjoying the hotel room because it's already paid for. Like, I had the whole
just coming here and just sleeping.
Yeah, no, then I woke up this morning and I was like, I'm okay. Yes, I'm okay. But I'm still like, every time I eat something, I was like, am I something? I feel like I'm not far enough removed from last week to be like, I could be a victim to the science stomach virus of 2017.
Well, the best is that, like, I'm here, like, you're fine, everything's good, it's great. And today, like, I get up, I eat, and whenever I go to the movies, and I have lunch with Nathan's godmother, and after lunch, I'm like, oh my god, my stomach hurts. And I was like, oh shit. I'm like, no.
I had a stomach today too.
I was like, this is not happening. I'm like, driving.
Swear to god, if I catch something from the two of you, I'm gonna be so mad.
No. TMI, I just had to go to the bathroom and it was all good.
In the setup, I hadn't eaten anything because originally I was just supposed to go open my office this morning for like the worker crew to come and like pack the truck and then leave. And then I saw things were kind of going south. And I'm like, I'm not going to be able to get out of, like, doing the setup today. So I was like, no, I'm going to have to go. And I had made, like, a quick breakfast. I had to bring Link with me so I didn't have, like, a babysitter this morning. I forgot to ask you. I forgot that you were available.
Cool, man. I was watching Kill Bill on 1 and 2.
But so I took him with me totally to my office. Totally Link appropriate. Which, by the way, he was totally fascinated with, like, my workers, with, like, my employees. Like, he was, like, I have videos of him, like moving bags of cushions because it's all that he can like carry.
That's all he can carry. Yeah,
and he was like taking them to the guys, and he was like, "Thank you," like, being super cute. But all he wanted to do was sit in the warehouse. But I had made him like a quick breakfast, like a quick croissant and like an applesauce, like just something we can eat on the road. But I hadn't eaten anything, so I'm like, so I had my sister-in-law come pick him up and take him to her house so that I could just go. Like, I was just gonna go to supervise the setup, which turned into a 3-hour ordeal. But in the middle of this setup, I start to feel my stomach rumbling, and I hadn't eaten anything. And I'm like, what the fuck?
That's what I was going through yesterday. Was like, I'm like, oh my god, my stomach hurts. I was like, no, bitch, you're probably hungry. I'm like, no, but my stomach hurts.
I'm like, I haven't fucking eaten anything.
I don't feel good.
Why do I need to go to the bathroom?
Is this the angel and the not angel on yeah. your shoulder?
No, it's just crazy ass Vanessa's a psychopath. And I'm like, I swear I'm a hypochondriac, and I'm pretty sure I get it from my father. And I get it from my grandmother. Like, it comes from my dad's side of the family. Like, my grandma, if she hasn't had an episode where we have to call 911 and it's nothing, she just likes the attention from the firemen. Like, that's what it is. Like,
oh, man. I've always wanted to pass out.
All the time.
Like, only if hot paramedics are coming. If not, let me die.
I cannot tell you how many times we have had to call fire rescue or like 911 to like go to my grandmother's house or like to my aunt's house because now she lives with my aunt, or we've had to take her to like urgent care or something because, oh, she doesn't feel well, or she's like having she's been having palpitations for months now. Like, she cannot sleep,
and you never know like when it's real or
exactly
when, you know, that's why
they've done sleep studies, they've done EKGs, they've done like everything, and everything comes back negative, but she still has palpitations. And I'm like,
she just psychs herself
maybe
out.
Maybe it's anxiety. It's
that's what I said. I'm like, I think you just have anxiety.
Because I have issues with anxiety. And sometimes when I feel like I'm having like a cardiac, like legit a cardiac something, like my heart, my chest hurts or yeah. whatever, I'll take my blood pressure. And when I see that my blood pressure is 120 over 80, I immediately calm down. It's like all, it's a mind fuckery. Yeah.
That's, and I think that's what she's going through, is that it's anxiety. She's 90 years old, you know, like,
shit happens.
She's a widow now. Like, she's, shit happens. So, but yeah, there's so many times that we've had to call like the ambulance. The ambulance comes, they take her to the hospital, and 24 hours later, they're like, there's nothing wrong with you. There's absolutely nothing wrong with you. And she gets home and she's fine. And it's like, no, if you don't get like attention from the hot firemen every once in a while.
Maybe Sophie's coconut could have helped her
maybe
feel better.
So I hadn't eaten anything and I'm feeling my stomach like doing the things that your stomach does. And I'm like, I haven't eaten anything. This is not possible. Whatever. So I just kind of ignored it and I kind of kept on with my day. And then I was on my way home and David was heading home at the same time. And he's like, do you want me to pick you up something for lunch? And I'm like, sure. So he had lunch waiting for me when we got home. And as I got home, I started feeling it. And then I ate and I'm like, no. But it just ended up being, I don't know, my stomach.
She's hungry.
I was just, my stomach.
Well, yeah, all day yesterday. Because I was like, this is it. And I don't know how many times I cried in my car this week.
It's going to kill me.
I was like, I'm going to get in the car. I'm going to go to the store. And I even called Neri and I was like trying to have a conversation with Neri. And I was like, he's like, babe, you're doing a good job. I was like, it doesn't feel like it. He's like, you're doing great. I was like, no, I'm going to get sick and I'm alone. And he's like, what are you talking about? You're alone. I was like, I'm by myself. It's been just
a couple laps around Target.
Yeah, that helped. That helped a lot.
Meanwhile, Missy's in the text going, you sure you're not knocked up?
Pretty
and
positive.
Then the picture, you told me the picture of the baby with the IUD in the hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that always makes me question things. Like, because I have Paragard. That's my...
But it was a Mirena.
It was a Mirena.
Well, a content.
What?
Context.
There's a picture that I found on Facebook.
Circling the interwebs.
That's, I don't know if it's viral or not, but it's basically a newborn baby fresh out of the oven holding his mother's IUD in his hand. And I sent it to our thread, and I was like, this, like, all respect to everyone who can, like, muscle through getting one of those bad boys in your system, but I just have, like, crazy anxiety with the idea of that. First of all, I went home and looked at YouTube as to how an IUD is implanted. And then from then I said, no, ma'am. No, thank you.
Well, I have one. So.
But you guys told me that it generally it recommended after you give birth, which makes sense because if a human being comes out of your vagina, yeah. I would assume that, but see, I haven't been there yet. So when I saw the YouTube videos, I was like, the birth control
will continue. Well, I knew that because when I asked my doctor for one before, like a couple years before I had Sophie, he flat out told me no. He was like, nope. Because it's just too hard. I'm like,
it's
okay.
Not like that terrible.
You pushed a person who's gonna pay taxes one day out of your vagina. What's gonna impress you about your gynecologist trying to implant an IUD in your body? He's gonna pay taxes. He's gonna be a president one day.
Well, I hope
okay?
He pays taxes.
We don't know that he's gonna pay his taxes.
He may cure. He's gonna be a person that he's shitting in tables now. Like, what came out of your body shits and eats. Okay, what's an IUD implanted in your body?
He's always shat and ate, but
no, but you know what I mean. Like, what is an IUD implanted in your body? For somebody like me, I hate pap smears. I get anxiety at the gynecologist.
Oh, I hate pap smears.
Are you kidding?
Not fun, though.
Try to relax. Fuck you. You relax.
You know what's also like not fun? When they're doing your like 32-week check to see if you're like, or 32 or 34. The one where they're like checking to see if like you've dilated at all.
You know what's great?
And your actual gynecologist isn't there, but his partner, who is 4'10 and has tiny baby hands, has to stick almost your entire arm.
Nope.
Up to the elbow.
Hashtag nope.
To check if you're dilating.
You know, feel his shoulder blade like, in around your cervix.
I swear to God, it was past her.
Right.
This woman was like the smallest full grown
right.
woman.
Right. So
ever
you've been through
life.
That. Okay. I have not. So YouTube IUD implantation, that's where I draw the
you're
line.
You're not going to handle pregnancy well, are you?
Give me all of the drugs. All of them.
They don't give you drugs for like the stupid shit like that.
Like, well, on the contrary, you're not allowed to take
drugs.
But don't they just go up there when you're in labor?
No, babe.
No, before no, you sweetie, give birth.
They have to check you periodically throughout your pregnancy.
I'm shaking my head no. Not
you
yet.
Know what's good about the scheduled C-section? They don't do the 32-week check to check if you're dilated.
Yeah, but I asked for a scheduled C-section with under the guise. I mean, it was really happening.
Well, it was your first pregnancy, though.
It was my first pregnancy, but it... There's not going to be a non-asshole way to say this, but I don't mean it in the asshole way that this it's is going to sound come out like, that but way. Whatever. My dad was out of town traveling a lot because he was doing cancer treatment elsewhere.
Now I'm
so I wanted to schedule a C-section so that my dad could be present.
That's not asshole-y at all.
At the time, though, it was just convenient for me because I was scared of like live like vaginal birth and I wanted a C-section. So I was just kind of like using
but that's, for like okay. convenience. But that's not assholey. What's assholey is when I was getting my nails done and I'm sitting next to this lady who had like just given birth like 6 weeks prior. And she's like, oh no, I had a C-section. And I'm like, oh, I had to have a C-section. So I'm like, we're talking. So it's like, why did you have a C-section? She's like, oh, because I wasn't going to do that. And not because she was scared. She just wasn't fucking up her vagina. Like that's like no shame. And I'm like, that's not why.
I mean, some doctors don't care. They'll just... I mean, a C-section's more expensive. So, I mean, they can bill the insurance more. So, whatever. Some doctors don't care. But my doctors were, like, very particular in the, like, I don't want to give you a C-section if we can avoid it.
Yeah, that's so the way it should be.
What he ended up telling me is if by my 39th week check, he told me, even if you're dilated a teensy little bit, I'll induce you. Not even scheduled.
So, you got to 39?
I didn't make it to 39.
You got what, 37?
I got to 38 and 10 and 4 days.
Well, no, I'm not gonna fucking no. Fuck you, IUD. I'd rather get pregnant and have a kid. Do you know what I'm not gonna do it.
Well, I am still so I am a little bit paranoid with my IUD. Like,
so but I actually I'm sorry.
Do you have fine. An IUD?
I love my IUD, but I am like paranoid with it because like anytime I feel like a random weird little like one-off pinch? Cramp yeah or a pinch or something I'm like my IUD like it's gonna implant itself into my uterus
that's
like,
the other half the 90% of it is just what I saw on YouTube is a terrible place to do your research
yes, it is
I would much have rather
googled like a birth
yeah
have you googled there's a vaginal triplet birth
I want to yeah. have twins so I can be done the first time.
I watched it like I was watching a train wreck, this vaginal triplet birth. You because
watching clowns come out of the car.
Yeah. It was like a log ride. They just keep shooting out.
It can't be any worse than the giraffe. What's her name that gave birth? That I was like, oh, this is so cute. Oh, my God. What just happened?
I decided it was a good idea to let Sophie watch.
Oh, jeez.
And she was like, oh, look at the baby. Like, we watched the baby fall out, and then we saw the water come out, and like everything that came out after. I was not expecting that. And I was like,
and the sound. Yes. It sounded like it was thundering in there. I was like, no.
It sounded like a waterfall. Like, I was like, because I didn't know that was going to happen because I'd googled
it's a rather large animal.
Yes, I know now. But like I had googled other giraffe births because I was like so I needed to see one because this shit was taking so long. I'm like I need to see what's happening. So I googled another giraffe birth and like they had like kind of spliced it together and I was like okay that's cool. So I'm like watching it. And then they don't show the afterbirth but this was live.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like spliced together. It was all live. It all happened. And I showed my 5-year-old, like, this is how babies are born.
What I'm trying to say is you moms
mothering decision.
The real superheroes. Like,
giant fail.
Because I can't get an IUD up there, so I don't know how I'm going to get a human out.
Well,
you just have a C-section. The quote-unquote easy way out.
The drugs. Well, I can't imagine.
It's not.
There's no such thing as an easy birth. No,
that's why I was like terrified because either way, like there's no way going about it. Like there's no nice way to do this.
No.
There is.
It's not a pretty. Birth is not pretty.
It's either like they put your guts on a table and
they don't do that. Please stop saying that. That shit pisses me off so much.
Well, Dax Shepard
so
said that
goddamn
happened.
Much. That does not happen.
Oh, because Dax Shepard says it.
Because
whenever I have a question
Jenny
about
McCarthy
life,
he said she cured her kid of autism.
Fuck that. And whenever I have a question about life, I always look to Dax Shepard.
Oh, God.
Life advice.
Here's the title. I turned to Dax Shepherd for life advice.
And if I need a second opinion, I just look up Ashton Kutcher interviews. I get all my information from YouTube.
If you guys fuck up my chances of being BFFs with Mila Kunis and Kristen Bell, I'm going to kick both of your asses.
100%. I would never.
I'm sure that Kristen Bell would look at you and be like, why are you getting life advice from my husband?
Well, no, because there is a really funny clip, which I watched. YouTube is... If YouTube was my cardio, dude, like, I wouldn't have all this junk in my trunk. But there's an episode, there's a clip of a Dax Shepherd interview where Ellen is asking him about the, because Kristen Bell had just had their second baby and she had to have a C-section, and so he's talking about it and he was freaking out because he said that it looked like his wife had been disemboweled. and he was like, oh, please put her back together. And I was like, can it be that graphic? But I'm not Google. I'm not YouTube.
It's really
that.
Not. It's really
but how,
not.
Don't you have that giant curtain in your in
yeah,
your face? So how do you know?
Because I've Googled it and I watched it. There was a video going around on Facebook showing a C-section. It's literally what, an 8-inch line.
So then why did Lori die? No, just kidding. Never mind.
It was the zombie apocalypse.
Shut very up. Different.
I was just being funny.
She needed to go. Jesus, she was annoying from day one.
I can't agree
not
with
more
that.
Annoying than Andrea.
Lori.
Well, I'm okay. It's
not more annoying than Andrea.
I hate
well,
Lori.
Well, no,
Vanessa
so doesn't
much.
Watch it, so we're not gonna.
No,
I hate her so much from day one.
Really, I really don't understand why everybody hates her.
I didn't get it either. I thought Andrea was way worse. But anyway, moving on.
So, okay. Let me explain some knowledge to you people.
Woman-splain?
Yes. I'm going to woman-splain.
It's just explaining if we do it, guys.
A C-section is like a 6 to 8 inch opening where they cut through the skin, they cut through the muscle, they cut through the uterus.
Which that just sounds
and that's it.
Pleasant.
The uterus is on top. If all of your organs were on top of your uterus, you wouldn't be able to feel the baby moving like from the outside.
I'm on YouTube.
I like my fantasy where they have to put your liver on the table.
It's nowhere near the same area.
I understand. Thank you.
Listen, in
your liver is
yes,
up
I
here.
Know. I'm just being funny.
Guys,
Steph
please,
is also
please
her...
don't take medical advice from this podcast, please.
Listen, in please. Steph's world,
I'm watching it.
Vanessa,
I'm watching it. I'm watching
Vanessa
a thing
also
on YouTube.
Just woke up in a bathtub with ice. Like,
why do they pull his neck like that?
That's how they get them out. They pull them out like that when it comes out the other way.
Oh, baby. He's so angry.
They're so rough with babies.
They really are.
And then you get it and you're like...
And now they're shoving something up his nose. Like that's not
nice.
That's
how
they have to clean him out.
Oh, yeah, but there's nothing. Nothing came out of the lady, just the baby.
Yeah.
But watch the vaginal one now.
Lots of shit comes out through the
vaginal. Because I saw the giraffe give birth and I'm good for another 5 years. I might not have any kids after watching that shit.
That's what Dave was like. There was a lot of blood.
But he watched everything?
Oh, yeah. And I told him not to, but he was
like... Oh, it's a boy.
Big boy.
The first time I changed Lincoln's diapers, he tugged on his nuts, and I was like, "Stop it!"
Well, the boy's testicle tends to get very swollen.
No, like, I understand, but yeah. I didn't know that.
That's deceiving.
I had changed like my little cousin. Oh, he's so cute. Maybe I do want one.
Full range of emotions.
Welcome to my world.
I had changed diapers, like my little cousin's diapers, but. They're girls, so when I changed Lincoln's diaper and he like checked right nut and then checked left nut, I was like, "Stop it!" He's like, "Oh, he does it." I'm like, "But like all boys do that, or he's like
from
David's,
that, from
Dave's
that,
kid, and like
from that moment
sure.
on,
Oliver was never like that as a little kid, but lately I've been seeing him like grab his crotch and like grab his diaper. The other day he like grabbed his shorts and leaned back and was like walking around like this. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And then I was like, Oliver, ¿qué hace, papi? Like, what are you doing? And he was like, ha-ha. And he just kept walking like that. I'm like, okay.
Well, I told you, like, that's what Nathan's
whatever
teacher,
makes you happy, bro.
Nathan's teacher says all he does in school when they try to take him to the potty is he sits there and it tugs on his pee-pee. He's
C-section
like,
C-section delivery in Canada.
Listen, I have video of my
I remember the story.
My anatomy scan at 20 weeks, which is when they confirm the sex. I have video of them confirming the sex because he was pulling on it. He was during tugging, my ultrasound.
He was tugging on his ween?
Yes.
He's a genius.
Because and you can see because she circles. He's like, these are his testicles and this is his hand. And you see the hand like moving at his balls.
Well, he was bored and needed something to play with.
And I guess that other baby had the IUD to
exactly.
play with, so, you know, not all of them are so fortunate.
Did you say you had a friend whose brother was born with it on
my
his
friend,
forehead?
My friend, yeah, he was born with his mom's copper IUD stuck to his forehead.
See, and to go through all of that and still get pregnant.
Oh, yeah, there's like a huge age difference between him and his older sister. He's like 10 years or something like that.
Why are they pushing down on her belly?
To push it, help get it out.
Yep.
Sometimes they have to do that.
Are you watching a vaginal birth now?
No, I'm not.
You're still watching a C-section birth?
Yeah, it's a C-section birth. He's almost out. It's in Canada.
But so yeah, Dave, I told him to like stay behind me and he was like, no, I want to see this.
Oh,
no,
Danny for sure. I mean, the guy, I have to kill cockroaches. He's not going to go make it through a vaginal birth.
He's going to sit in the waiting room and pass out cigarettes.
He's going to Mad Men it. Yeah.
Neri wanted nothing to do with looking. Like when they were pulling Sophie out, because we had the big blue sheet, and when they were pulling Sophie out, the doctor was like, look, she's coming out. Neri just like stuck the camera
wave.
Neri stuck the camera over the sheet and was just taking pictures, but he kept looking at me and I'm like, but you're not watching. Like, I would die. Like, I was so mad that they had that big blue sheet and I couldn't see her come out.
I think I would be okay watching like a C-section of my body.
Well, they do the gentle C-section now, which is where they don't have this.
Yeah, the sheet. They have the sheet up until the baby's about to come out and then they take it down.
He's out.
So I guess it's a weird psychological thing to see people cutting into you.
Yeah, that would probably freak me out.
So they say there's no such thing as ever being ready. And I feel like if I stay away from the internet for a year, I might get pregnant. But as long as I can Google things.
Yeah.
We're just getting really drunk.
I mean,
I worked for a bunch of girls in my high school.
Shove a bunch. What is it? What if we shove 100 of them up in there? It's Phoebe's brother.
And she's a woman, not a gumball machine.
You're really thinking of having sex with your brother? Ew. And no. Anyway, Christy.
What?
How's it going over there?
Are you awake? Because you look like you're falling asleep over there.
I'm trying to get comfortable.
Do you want to sit on the couch?
No.
She really didn't want to get off the couch, so she was a fake.
It was
off.
A ghost reach.
But I know. Had to, you know. I appreciate it, though.
You're welcome.
You are the master of that.
I know.
Okay. All right, wait. Hang on Papa one Iona. Second. Hang on.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, continue.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about the Wonder Woman thing?
Sure.
Do we want to talk about that one, or do you want to talk about what Wonder Woman thing?
The protein.
I want to talk about amusing things.
Okay.
You want to laugh?
Sure.
So have you guys seen the Kraft mac and cheese commercial?
Which one?
No.
Of what?
That it's okay to curse in front of your kids.
Please hold.
We may have to pause so you guys can watch this.
Probably should have said that before we just paused.
Well, so there's this author Her name is, and I have it here so I can look it up. I was dying the other day. Melissa Moore.
Crafts wear like a mother.
Yeah, and the commercial is basically crafts swear like a mother, and because she wrote this book called Holy Shit: A Brief History of Swearing. So the whole thing is how sometimes it is or could be appropriate to swear. And the Kraft actually did a full-on commercial about this. Like, this is how they are promoting Kraft mac and cheese.
Lovely.
And that's why I kind of want you guys to watch it, because, like, I was laughing at the beginning, but then I was like,
man, I'm assuming this isn't airing anywhere on television.
It's viral, I think.
It's a minute and 35 seconds.
Yeah.
The TV. Oh, the TV. The channels.
But, yeah, it's, like, basically, it's called Swearing Like a Mother, and it, like, it's basically, like, she just tells you, like, things, like, instead of saying, when your kid, when, like, the beginning starts, like, she's sitting there, she's like, you know, sometimes when, like, you're trying to cut a commercial or a YouTube video, and your kids are running around like maniacs, you want to tell them things like, can you get your purple lovin', fudging, you know, selves outside before I lose my flipping mind, like things like that. But really, she goes, but what you really want to say is bleep, 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 bleep. So it's the whole idea of, is it okay? In her book, is the whole thing is that it's like, does it really affect children to curse? That there's no study that actually says that it's anything negative.
Well, I don't think cursing affects children so much.
Recently, they say people that curse are smarter.
Yeah, I think fucking why science. We don't curse in front of the kids is because, I mean, that's not things you want to hear kids saying.
I think that's what, and like I kind of, and like I didn't want, it's like not like it's a popular response, but I didn't like the commercial.
Well, I grew up, David gets really, I have potty mouths, shocking.
So do I.
David gets mad at me when I curse in front of Lincoln. Like, he's always saying me, like, I've told you 100 times.
Yeah, me too. We have the same conversation. And he's like, you're going to be the one that's going to have the conversation with the teacher when the teacher tells you that Sophie said fuck or shit or whatever. And I'm like,
well,
I don't fucking care.
Here's the thing.
I don't fucking care.
My dad also has potty mouth. My mom also has potty mouth. I've grown up around cursing my entire life. I had always heard them. I grew up hearing them cursing, but at the same time, like, I knew, like, my parents also taught me that, like, this is the way that mommy and daddy speak at home, and you do not repeat anything.
Yeah.
And I never did, like, because I knew that I was going to get my ass handed to me.
Yeah.
Not only by school, but by, you know, my parents. So I didn't even start cursing in front of my parents. Like, now in regular conversation, like, I'm not saying curse to them. Like, I call them, like, I don't call my dad an asshole. Like, I would never.
Right.
You know, but, like, I'll say, like, oh, can you believe this shit or whatever, like. I didn't start doing that until I was in college. So
yeah, I remember the first time my parents would, like, when my dad especially would curse in front of me, I was like, "Hey, Dad said a bad word," and then it's become like, "What the fuck, Dad? Like, what are you talking about?" Mm-hmm. And not in a disrespectful way. We just cursed around each other.
Well, I started cursing when I was 5. And my mom didn't know what I was saying because she didn't speak English. So I got away with it for a while until I got in trouble in school. And
there you go.
School fucked it up for everyone.
Fucking school.
But I've been told I have a potty mouth, and I'm 34 and it hasn't changed. So that's life. But I think it's just like Danny curses a lot. My father-in-law curses, like, I feel like it's just
gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
Well, the only reason that I pay a little bit more attention to it now is because I don't want to get that call in school that's like, Lincoln, you know, said some not nice words today. Like, I just don't want to have that conversation. Like, I feel like he's too young to understand that it's not an appropriate thing to say. So maybe in, like, a year or two when he has a little bit more grasp of, like, a right and wrong, I could tell him, like, listen, if this is the way that mama and papa speak at home, you can't do that at school, but I feel like he won't even get that now.
No, he won't get that.
No, yeah.
But I think I just watched the clip with captions, and I think I shared it.
Yeah.
I think what she was, the commercials aimed more at, like, maybe the, I don't know, the idea of being perfect all the time, like a perfect mom all the time.
Yeah, and I get that, like, yeah, that they're trying to show, like, you know, you don't have to be. And then the whole, like, roundabout of, like, how they tied mac and cheese into it is, you know, sometimes you're the perfect mom and sometimes you're not. And when you're not, mac and cheese is here to save the night, because if you don't have to cook every night, you can serve your kids this, and it's just as good as making, you know, a home-cooked meal, because sometimes moms need a little bit of help. And I get that, but, like, I was like, why do we have to, like, I can curse behind my kids' back all the time.
Oh, I flip them off all the time.
Yeah, but, like, I don't need to, like, say the words to my 3-year-old that's gonna, like, look at me and go, fuck. And I'm like, no, don't. Like, just those. I want you to learn all the words, just not those right now.
And again, I feel like eventually they're gonna learn it anyway. Like, my 9-year-old little cousin just told me the other day, she's like, I know what F-U-C-K means. I was like, good, please don't finish the sentence.
I don't know, man.
I think it's whatever you see fit.
And no, that's fine. But, like, my whole thing was just that. Is like, why do we have to, like, fine. Yeah, sometimes you don't have to be perfect. And sometimes, you know, mac and cheese is good. And, like, that's...
Kraft mac and cheese sucks.
It's not the best one out.
Mac and cheese.
I prefer Velveeta. Like
Velveeta all day, every day.
And actually, I can't believe I'm going to be nice to you again. But I don't even eat mac and cheese unless Steph makes it.
She makes some bomb-ass mac and cheese.
I buy a lot of the Annie's brand, and they have an organic Velveeta-esque mac and cheese. It's like the same, like, saucy cheese. They have a powdery one, and they have a saucy one, but the powdery one... I mean, I'm sorry. The saucy one is, like, a healthier Velveeta, and it tastes... almost exactly like it. Like,
I will tell
just
you,
just like it. So that's fucking delicious.
Like, we, I will tell you,
made
fresh
it in a minute.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I have not, because I really only make it, like, around
fettuccine,
because that was requested. But I just don't. It takes a long time to make it. I don't know if we've discussed it before. I have, like, a homemade, like, mac and cheese recipe that
it's
spent
amazing.
Years
it's amazing.
She puts beer in it and some magic
potion. Stop giving away my secrets.
I didn't say how much or what kind of beer.
Whatever.
She uses Presidente.
But anyway, I really only make it, like, once a year, because it's a pain in the ass. Because I make my own involved cheese sauce, and that's what kind of, and I have to sit there and, like, whisk it, like, constantly, and it's...
Yes, because if not, it'll burn.
Yeah, and it's kind of a pain in the ass to do it. I can, like, hack it a little bit to, like, not be so involved, but then it doesn't come out as good. But anyway, that's why I don't make it that often, because it's kind of a pain in the ass to make. And that's why I make so much of it when I do make it.
I was good with mac and cheese for a while, and, like, Nathan was... That was the only one he would eat for a while, and now he wants... Yeah, Kraft mac and cheese is all he would eat.
No, Link is, like, a snob. He won't eat it. Like, if it's an option at restaurants, like, he can tell the difference when it's Kraft.
No, if it didn't come out, like... bright orange and those little tiny elbow noodles, like, Nathan wouldn't even touch it.
Oh no, he hates the orange one.
Like, Nathan, that's all he would do. But now he wants nothing to do with mac and cheese. It's all about spaghetti.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, I want to eat Italian food now.
Listen, I still have my Panera mac and cheese stuck in my head from, like, 2 days ago, and it was ecstatically amazing.
Panera does make good mac and cheese.
Great mac and cheese.
Food. Okay.
Food. We could talk about food in this.
We just came back from dinner, but,
you know. Yeah,
we have, did, and we're still like. Food.
We have some stuff in our notes that I don't know what they are. By the way,
I think they might be old. Let me check.
Yeah,
we pause.
But
are you pausing?
Can we?
Sure. Dropped my book like 18 times.
Are we all plugged in?
Yeah, your mic was off. We're back. What?
That's because you don't like me.
I don't know what happened. Your mic has been on this whole time.
But you just decided you don't like me.
That's what I did. I said, you know what? Fuck Christy.
basically. I'm the one that supports you, that calls you, and like, you know,
exactly. So why so, would I treat you nicely?
Don't be an A. Did you guys watch? I broke them, guys. I broke them. I'm thinking I'm going to take this show on the road.
You should. You should get paid for this.
You know how excited Jeff gets, like, when they, like, laugh. And, like, he comes home and he's like, it was a really good episode of Geekmore. I broke people. I'm like...
Yeah, I love listening to him. He's like, I broke David. I broke David. I'm like, relax.
No, like,
Dave has like a great laugh.
He does.
Well, Raul said that on This Week. There was like, there's a couple of moments where they're all like laughing, but there was one in particular where Raul is doing the old lady laugh. And Dave is doing his like Dave laugh, and then Raul stops.
Dave's laugh is fantastic.
I love Dave's laugh. It's so happy.
Which made me laugh so much more. So
Dave's laugh is really contagious.
It really is.
When we play Cards Against Humanity, and he has that you guys heard that.
Yeah.
That I have a good card laugh. It's like an evil genius laugh.
I think it's just like, it's little David's like
little
giggle.
Little David.
Yeah, it's like the little inner child. It's not like adult David. It's the laugh is of like,
it's like a childish laugh.
It's like I could see him like as a kid. Like it's that like, I got a new toy. Let's go. And it just gets louder and louder.
Not much different than when adult David.
Well,
just saying,
because Jeff has this like boisterous laugh. Like Jeff's laugh, like just it's just like this loud, like, wah! Like that's not it at all. But
I was like, I don't remember that.
Like he just has like a really loud, like when he laughs, it's like from the gut. Like yeah, it's like really
a hearty laugh.
Yeah, he is amused.
Like, well, I told Neri, I was like, you've got me laughing like a comedian. Where I like, no, not even like I'll hear something funny and I go, oh, that's funny. Move on. Like there's no actual laughter. I just, oh, that's funny. I continue. Like there's comedians don't laugh. Like
Neri laughs.
Neri laughs when something's actually really, really funny. I've
got Neri to break before.
There's times where I've been like at a comedy club with Neri, and the comedian that's on stage will say something that is so incredibly funny. That's so funny, but like it kind of goes over the audience's head. Mm-hmm. But Neri got it, and then Neri starts laughing, and the whole room is like, where the fuck is this laugh coming from? Because he's like in the back, like hiding in a corner or something, and he's just dying of laughter because the comedian said something that was like either so inside or just like the crowd missed it. And he laughs so hard that to the point where I'm like, you need to shut the fuck up because people are looking at us. Like, stop laughing. But he, like, when he laughs, he laughs loud. He's a loud person.
Well,
he's a loud individual.
Maybe he should stand up in front of people and, like, you know,
make them laugh. It sounds like a good career choice for him. I should talk to him.
You should talk to him about that.
Like, hey, have you ever thought about making people laugh?
I'd buy his iTunes album.
I still stand by the fact that I own it. I just never downloaded it.
Well, I have like 1,000 copies sitting in my office.
I just took one.
Oh, I bought it on iTunes.
No, I took one.
No, I like.
He has a physical copy as well.
Yeah, I pre-ordered it like years ago, like his first one, and I never remember to download it.
Have you guys been following Sarah Michelle Gellar and Lin-Manuel Miranda's love fest on Twitter?
No.
They talk to each other in GIFs, but mostly. Buffy gifts, and it's amazing.
Yes, I have seen.
Well, because he's Lin-Manuel Miranda's like started watching from like season one of Buffy
recently.
No, yeah. he's watching Gilmore Girls right now.
Well, now, but like he was watching.
Are you guys friends? Do you guys talk all the time? Like
he replied to me once on Facebook, but true. I don't want to make a thing about
it. It's true.
It doesn't fucking matter one bit. I still have to go to work on Monday, but yeah, no, because he's a great. He's a great Twitter person. He hates Facebook, and he refuses to get any other kind of social media. But ever since the 20-year anniversary of the of Buffy, they started talking to each other in Buffy gifts, and it's You guys should check it out if you haven't.
Yeah, she's amazing. She just, you know, stands far from people.
You met her. She takes awkward photos.
She just takes awkward photos and stands far from people.
I need to...
Team Angel.
I still need to tweet Always. Him. I have videos I need to send him.
But Dawson isn't.
Let's not go there.
Nice Dawson's time. A little bitch.
We're having a nice time, Missy.
Team Pacey.
I mean, Missy, I'm all for it, but you gotta sleep here at some point.
Yeah.
Don't piss her off.
She'll kick you out.
I'm not going anywhere. I lost my keys.
I'll call you a fucking Uber.
I can't go on an Uber. I'm allergic. What else do you got?
Okay.
How the hell did you get back here?
From Lyft.
A Lyft?
I have that one too.
I can't go out. I'm sick.
I was a little bit sad, I will tell you, that when the Lyft showed up, because it was just like a little like sign on his dashboard, and I wanted like the full on mustache on the front of the car.
No, and I liked the sign on the dashboard. It was like an illuminated sign. Yeah. It was really cute.
But like the whole thing with Lyft is it's supposed to be the mustache ride.
Really? I remember the first time I saw the
I don't know if that's the thing, but that's what I think.
I think the first time I saw the mustache on a car, I'm like, who puts a mustache on their car? Like a big pink handlebar mustache. I'm like, that's worse than the eyelashes on the...
Yeah. That was going to be my follow-up, because that insults me.
The eyelashes?
I feel offended if I have...
Listen, unless your car is a Volkswagen Beetle...
Your car should not have eyelashes, period.
I'm with Vanessa.
But that's the only car that's like... A joke as it is, so it's made.
Oh, but I like the Beetle.
Why? Because of the cute.
It has a fucking vase. The car comes with a vase.
Oh, I thought it was,
it
because
does. It comes with a vase and like a,
I like
a
that. Fake
like an artificial daisy.
You know, it comes with a vase. You have I to put your own daisy. I thought
it was because of the.
No, my cousins came with a daisy.
Oh, it did.
Yeah, your dealership is sucky.
What was that? That movie that Lindsay Lohan did.
Herbie.
Is it because of that?
No. What? No.
The eyelash thing?
No, that's just what people do. Just like when they put like reindeer horns in their car.
And they put like Rudolph's nose. I saw a car this Christmas, I think it was, that they had like Rudolph's head on the grill of the car. I'm like, that just looks like you ran over Rudolph and his head is so stuck.
It's very traumatizing.
But it was like small, like a little stuff. But it looked like it was mounted. And I'm like, this is terrifying.
That's almost as bad as like somebody putting like a dummy of a grandma and like just been like grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Or the hand or foot that comes out, hangs out of the trunk.
I hate the balls that hang off the back of the truck. Oh, that's just
offensive.
Like, that's just gross.
You should
your scrotums. No, yes. I don't need to see that.
I feel like I should see them. Like
I feel like I should be allowed to file a police report if I have to.
If you could put balls on your truck, I can put a vagina on my SUV. All right. Like,
do you want to put a vagina?
No, but if you can do it, I can do it.
I see your pair of nuts, and I raise you a fallopian tube, bitch.
Listen, at least, you know, be fancy. Bring, like, a Georgia O'Keeffe, like, painting or something on the back window. Like, vagina.
Alrighty, then.
Or Planned Parenthood has a lot of vagina stuff.
Alright, so speaking of vaginas, I saw an article today.
About a vagina?
Oh, no.
Where is this going?
No, it said, get ready to flash your titties at Sephora.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're saying that the most flattering lipstick color for yourself... is your nipple color. Discuss.
I mean, yeah, I kind of agree with it.
I don't know how I feel about that because, like, I have, like...
The lighting isn't really good for me to figure out if I agree with it, like, or
everyone
not.
Everyone is looking at their nipples.
Well, yeah, well, yeah, like, we're all, if there should be, like, a camera.
Well, I mean, I need to know.
But like, I mean, I can agree with that because your nipple color is a part of your skin tone, so it would be a flattering tone. But
Steph agreed to do research and go flash I'll Sephora do research. Employees.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to flash Sephora employees, but I'll find
I want to know who is already...
colors.
I want to see who's already done that.
Well, the article that I was looking at had pictures from Twitter and people saying like, oh, because my nipple color is like this, so and this is lipstick color. Yeah.
See, my thing is my lip color. I feel like my natural lip color and my nipple color is very similar. So why should I?
Well, yeah, it's like a natural, supposed to be like a natural look. So.
And then I think I would go back to my like pregnancy nipple.
No pregnancy nipple.
But that was like at least a darker shade.
But isn't, what if your lips are the color of your nipple?
That's what I just said. Would you?
So we have a friend that had this theory that all girls' lips and nipple colors were the same. And I know that that's not true.
It's not.
Because I've seen it.
Are you about to? Oh.
No.
What lips?
No, I was just readjusting. I know.
I don't know. She just stood up. I was questioning what lips.
No, not the bottom ones.
Like what lips? I'm scared.
Oh, I wasn't even going there.
She was.
Not the bikini lips area.
No, said, I'm talking about your
face lips. We have a friend.
Your smackers.
We have a friend that legit, he straight up told me this once. He's like,
yeah, do I know this person?
Yes. Not well, but you do.
Mm-hmm. Shmorgy?
So
can it make me edit, you guys?
I said s'mores. Yeah.
He told me once, he was like, yeah, girls' lips always match their nipple color. And that kind of stuck with me. And I kind of always had that in the back of my mind. So then there was one time that I worked in a law office a couple of years ago.
How are you seeing people's nipples in a law office?
I'm getting there.
Okay.
I worked in a law office.
Classic surgeon class. Give her time. Action news.
No, I worked in a law office where like all the, I was like the only one with natural boobs, like all the other paralegals all had implants, mm-hmm. and they were all showing, one of the other paralegals wanted to get implants. So she was like talking to the other girls about it, and like we closed the door to one of the offices and everybody like showed their implants.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
one, I mean, girls do this. This is not like a shock.
It's not a shock, but it's just funny.
And this happened at Carnival.
They were also like looking like to see like compare like the scars, like the nipple scar versus the underarm, like that whole thing. And then one of the girls, I remember, and this girl is like white like me, blonde, like very light features, but her nipples were really, really dark. And like it was like strange. Like,
is she pregnant?
No. And I was just like,
maybe she was pregnant. She didn't know she was pregnant.
No, she wasn't. And I was just like, this demystifies that theory that my friend.
While you were telling this story, I went to the bathroom, and I know that.
Well, the lighting in the bathroom in this hotel room is amazing.
Oh yeah.
So I checked. I did some research, and the rule does not apply to me.
What that.
Your nipples and your lips don't match?
They do not match.
Yeah, no.
No, that's not true.
That's not true.
I'm kind of glad, though, because my lips, my natural lip color is kind of nice.
Nipples.
Nips. So we've had nips and vagina just all up in this episode.
Well, we started from the bottom.
Now we're here.
So bad. It was so good.
There's a podcast title.
Except we might get sued by Drake.
I hear Drake is in the market for a podcast lawsuit.
Listen, Aubrey, chill the fuck out. You were Jimmy Brooks, and you will always be Jimmy Brooks. I don't care how many CDs you got out there.
Is that Degrassi?
Yes.
Reference? That's like Jared Leto. He's always going to be Jordan Caimano.
I'll give him more cred.
For what?
And just in general, he's did the acting thing.
I know, but I saw him in concert, and he's like...
See, but Jordan, I mean, Jordan Caimano, but Jared Leto to me was never trying to be anybody else. I feel Aubrey Graham
be all that you can
is
be.
Being Drake. He's trying to be this like tough, like rapper kid when he's like this like rich kid that grew up in Canada. The tough, tough streets of Toronto.
Nice. I hate when like people that aren't hood try to be hood. Beyonce,
Miley,
more like, Miley than Beyonce.
Yeah, but then like, so Jared Leto is just Jared Leto. Like, he was just,
at least Beyonce him. Has like a connection to the hood via her husband.
Injection.
Yeah, she didn't grow up
via injection.
Yeah.
No,
that's not the way that works.
Yes, it does.
No.
So wait. No. Where is your husband born?
He was born here. His parents are Cuban.
So we got nothing.
You got nothing on me, babe.
Okay, so does that mean Vanessa is now Nicaraguan?
Yes, apparently.
Well, yeah.
No! That's not how this works.
Yeah, I know. I was just trying to win.
Listen, if Vanessa won't accept
insulting Beyonce, so Beehive had to, like, you know, sing a little bit.
If Vanessa won't accept that she's Cuban by living in Miami.
I'm not. I am not.
You're a little bit.
Not.
You were with your people today. How'd that feel?
Awful. My people are awful. But I feel like, man, I don't want to get into it, but fucking country is falling apart.
Well,
Beyonce, speaking of which, freaking, so I'm a fan. But I can't afford to be her fan other than like an iTunes purchase.
Like when I hear it on the radio.
Because her concert tickets were unreasonably expensive for like Nosebleed.
When is she touring now?
No, the last tour she had last summer. Oh,
I was like, she got a baby.
Stadium Nosebleed. We're going for $150.
What?
And I was like, And then this week she put out this thing where she has like an art book companion to the Lemonade Project, which was a lot of pictures. Like it's a big book. It's like a book you would have on your coffee table or whatever. Pre-order it, whatever. And I'm going, okay, well, let's check it out. $300.
Tell Beyonce she's not Madonna.
I'm like,
only one person gets a photo book.
I am further convinced that Blue Ivy's pregnancy was staged.
What?
And I'll tell you why.
Solange?
A twin pregnancy is different than a single person, like a single baby pregnancy.
I understand that. But here's the thing.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Let's hear me out.
You're wrong.
Whatever.
Before you even open your mouth.
Whatever. First of all, you never saw her ever. Like, if we saw her four times while she was pregnant with Blue Ivy, it was a lot. And pregnant in air quotes. She is like celebrate, and she's very obviously pregnant now. Like there's no way she's faking this one. Like, but she's like, it's like, I mean, I follow her on Instagram. Like she's constantly posting.
Why do you follow her on Instagram if you don't like her?
Do you know how many people I follow on Instagram that I don't like?
Exactly.
What?
I follow people that I don't like.
I only follow people that I like.
That's how you do social media. That doesn't.
Me too. And there's people that when I hate them, I'm like unfollow. Like, I don't have time to follow people that I hate.
Unless you insult. Like, I may not like you, or I could be a little annoyed by you. Unless you put something that I'm like completely morally against, I'll probably follow you on.
I'll follow you because I want to judge your life. So.
That sounds healthy.
Yeah.
Totes.
Sounds about right.
Totes.
Anyway, she's very obviously pregnant with this one. She's celebrating it. And good for her. Like, you should. Like,
go. She thinks she's like, the Virgin Mary.
But there's that. But that's, it's a little like.
Been much. There, done that, Vanessa.
It's a little much.
And I agreed, and it hurt.
It's a little much, like, but because it's like every day there's like another photo shoot of like this pregnancy with the twins.
She's promoting her art book now.
So. That's number one. Number two, like, if you go back and look at, like, pictures of celebrities before pregnancies and after, and even just regular people, like, before pregnancy and after, there are changes about your body that, like, never go back. Like, there are some things that will, like, never, ever be the same, no matter how much you diet, no matter how much you look.
Right, because your body
shifts completely, and, like, things don't get put back where they once were. Like, that's just, like, the nature of the game.
Do you feel your body changed after?
Oh, 100%.
Like your hips are different?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So it's true.
So
your hips don't lie.
She'd post and pre and post Blue Ivy, like her body was the same. And I'll show you, like, when we're off air, I'll show you, like, a specific thing that I'm thinking about. But, and then, like, even, like, your face changes. Like, you gain weight.
You have the same face.
No, I didn't. Go back and look. My baby shower was a couple of days ago. Go back and look at the pictures of my baby shower.
Your baby shower was not a couple of days ago.
The anniversary of my baby shower was a couple of days ago. It came up on Facebook.
Well, yeah. I recently shared, a gratuitous selfie.
But people age, not because of your pregnancy.
No, but it is, like, because of your pregnancy.
Your face changes.
Your face changes.
True. Her face never changed the entire time she was pregnant with Blue Ivy. Now look at her. Her face has changed.
So what's the issue with her? With her not being pregnant? With, like, who cares?
Oh, I don't care. Like, if you want to have your baby via surrogate, and that's like, I know that you've struggled with.
She probably did it for privacy reasons. She doesn't want to. I don't know. I don't.
Well, and that's fine. Like, Sarah Jessica Parker didn't announce. They didn't announce the birth of the twins because they wanted to keep the surrogate safe.
Jimmy Fallon did the same thing. Jimmy like Fallon, he didn't announce that's that fine. The baby was coming until the baby was born.
Yeah, if you need to have. My issue with this is that if you have fertility issues and you need to use a surrogate, 100%, like, everybody has the right to have a baby in whichever way they want, whether they want to do it natural, whether they want to do in vitro, whether they want a surrogate, whether they want to adopt, like, you do you, boo-boo. why did you feel the need, if this is the case, allegedly, why did you need to like fake being pregnant? Like, where is the shame in like it kind of like perpetuates the shame in like not having your own baby. Like, it perpetuates like the shame in infertility, which yeah. is not something like that's not it's an issue that we should talk about and that we should be aware of, and not something that we should be ashamed of and hide. And that's what bothers me about the whole thing, is that
yeah, she has such a platform to bring awareness to infertility, and if that's the case.
And that's kind of like what
I never thought about it that
kind
way.
Of what I take the issue with is like, I mean, I hate not to like, whatever, but like Kim has struggled. I mean, she didn't struggle to get pregnant with North, but she struggled during her pregnancy. She struggled to get pregnant with Saint, and now she wants to have a third baby and has been told that she can't. So she's looking into surrogacy to have a third baby. That's the kind of platform. Beyonce has that same platform where if she did have a struggle, she'd come out on Ellen or whoever and be like, listen, Ellen would probably be the most appropriate one. But,
yeah,
you know, wherever the fuck she chooses, even if she wants to do it on fucking Instagram.
I feel like she could do that and you'd still hate her, so.
I would respect her more.
If she would stop dressing like the Virgin Mary, I'd respect her a lot more.
It's just a fashion choice. I don't really take it.
It's an awful anymore. Choice. I wouldn't even call
no,
it
honestly,
fashion.
You know what?
I wouldn't wear anything that was.
I kind of do.
I would wear Jennifer Lopez's dress from the Met Ball this week, but I wouldn't wear 90% of the stuff I saw on there. But
it's not about that. It's like, it's honestly, it's. I do actually in a weird way, not that they give three shits about me because I'm like nobody to them, but
you are somebody to me.
Thank you. But like, I do take offense to Beyonce, like, because she's making it like if she is the only person in Earth that's pregnant.
Yeah, and where was this pregnancy pride the first time?
That's the other thing is like, that's the other thing is that like, there was no pregnancy pride with Blue. If I was Blue Ivy and I'm watching my mom do this,
that's why she has that anger face.
Older, like, if I'm older, that's gonna give her a shit ton of fucking issues. It's like, well, like how does that affect your kid after too? It's like, well, when you were pregnant with me, you never wanted to be seen. When you were pregnant with, as people speculate that they're boys, with my brothers or whoever,
gray and red, I don't know,
because supposedly she did one of the pics, she apparently like hints things secretly.
No,
dissect her shit.
I'm just calling them gray and red because this one's blue.
One picture
there red was and one yellow picture, so they're all primary.
Nice.
There's one picture where she took a picture in the same earrings that she wore in the If I Were a Boy video, and where was a picture when she there's a picture of her wearing those earrings and like cradling the bump, so people are suspecting that the twins are boys. But anyway,
these are the same people that watch PLL. These are the same people anyway, that watch Pretty Little Liars.
If I were Blue Ivy and I'm 15 and I'm like sitting there speaking to my therapist about how my mother celebrated my brothers,
I'm still Beyonce and Jay-Z's daughter though. So yeah,
that in of itself brings in its own fucking issues.
Yeah,
but these are all problems that don't fucking matter. Like what I'm saying is that, like, I think maybe she was more comfortable now than she was back then. Maybe it was her team that convinced her to keep it. She had a miscarriage before she got pregnant with Blue Ivy. Maybe she was trying to be private about that because she didn't want to announce it. And then,
but that's another thing.
No, but she did announce it. She came out on the awards show at the end of her performance and like opened her jacket and rubbed her belly when she was pregnant with Blue Ivy. So what happened after that point?
But like, look, Nikki Reed and Ian Somerhalder just announced a pregnancy.
Oh my god, that was so pretty.
She's clearly like six months pregnant.
Like a pregnancy announcement.
But she's clearly like 6 months pregnant, like clearly past the point of
hiding it,
of like safety.
They're not like they're not on the fucking same universe.
I understand, but there are ways. If you want to, my point is that if you want to move past like the miscarriage window of 20 weeks and keep it to yourself, there are ways of doing that and announcing. Plenty of celebrities announce babies, like Zoe Saldana announced the birth of her second, or well, third, technically second pregnancy, but third baby, like the week before she gave birth.
Felicia Day put up on the Felicia Day posted a picture of herself at 37 weeks pregnant. She's
who's
like
Felicia Day,
geek goddess. Like, she's a geeky, like,
anybody that knows anything Pink of like
did that too,
but like they do like so she did it at the end. But like my thing is the point is mute about keeping it private or keeping it like that you're worried about a miscarriage or anything like that. The point is completely mute when she announced her pregnancy at the awards show at the end of her performance, and then after and that said and then the next
it was just a choice.
I'm just saying,
the next appearance is that appearance where she sits down on the talk show and her belly folds in.
And then you have all this.
I'm a fan of hers, but I don't fucking care that much. Like, I don't know.
No, I think it's just a matter of as mothers, it's annoying that like, okay, well, your first kid, you've decided that like you're going to keep it like super secret or whatever, like whatever you want
to
do.
If it was the other way around, it would make more sense to me. Like the first kid, you want to flaunt it, you want to show it off. It's the first one. It's new. It's exciting. Everything's different. Your body's changing. You're like, oh my God, this is, look at all these different things that are going on, like the baby and the sonogram and all this stuff. And then the second one, you're like, okay, been there, done that. I have a toddler. I'm too tired. I don't give a fuck. Like whatever it is, what
but
it
I
is.
Have friends on Facebook who never did a pregnancy announcement, and I didn't find out they were pregnant until their baby shower.
But well, that's not what we're saying. Like we're saying that. it's the overdoing of this pregnancy.
Yeah, because the first pregnancy, she was just like, she announced it, and then like we didn't hear about it again until the baby was born.
But now this one is like every time she goes out, it's like I'm the fucking Virgin Mary.
Yeah,
and here's like my ethereal gown and worship me and cover me in flowers and I'm gonna have a crown.
I do like the picture of her like looking at the menu at the restaurant.
I do like that. That's funny. Like
that, but that seems as a little more subtle.
But
I can handle that.
I don't think she published that picture.
No,
it went viral and people turned it into a meme.
But I could. But that's fine. Like my thing is like, why does it all have to be this like fucking goddess thing? I'm like, dude, you're not the only person that's pregnant. You don't see like it just because you're Beyonce doesn't mean that like you, this is the best pregnant. No, there are other women in this world that are pregnant. Stop acting like this is the you are the only person that's pregnant.
Look, well, to kind of give it a little bit more of a positive spin, I like the let's like celebrate motherhood thing and like celebrate like pregnancy and let's not be ashamed of pregnancy. But if it is, if you did have like pregnancy struggles and you had to use a surrogate the first time around, because I guarantee you, like, I'm willing to put money that these are in vitro twins.
And that's fine too.
She's not going to win either way. No, if you're having infertility issues, like address that. Like use your platform. And,
but
like,
she doesn't have to though.
That's, she doesn't have to hide it either.
But that's she does what the fuck she wants to do though.
There's just in my opinion, there's just an error. You if you have an opportunity to bring awareness for something that deeply affects you,
but you don't have. What I'm saying, I agree with you.
I know you.
If you have a platform, you should use it. But you can use it to do whatever the fuck you want to do. So if the first one,
and the fuck you want to do is have people worship you like you're the Virgin Mary.
No, see, here's the thing. It's a choice to worship these people.
I know that.
Like, I can appreciate her as an artist, and I can appreciate her as a woman, and I can appreciate her because she was out when I started, when like she became popular when I was in high school, and I was like, Destiny's Child was all over the place. I don't fucking worship her. I don't give a fuck. She can do whatever she wants with her pregnancy. She can show it off. She cannot show it off. She's not going to convince me she's a goddess. She can do whatever. Now, if there's people out there, they're going to fucking hang on every picture, every like move that she makes and like bow down to it, okay, that's that lane, but
that's your life choice.
I still have to go to work on Monday, so, and my car payment's due on the first, so she can do whatever she wants. My point is that maybe these are celebrities, but they're also people, and she could have fucked up on the first one, and if she were to come out and say, you know what, yeah, the first one was a fake now, it would be such a fucking thing. And, like, who cares at the end of the day?
Oh, no, she can't go back on that.
Like, she can't go back now. No. What I'm saying is that now, because maybe she's a little bit more confident that her body's going to...
2020, so...
Yeah, she's probably feeling like she's, you know, she's a little bit more confident in her choices or whatever the steps that she had to take to become pregnant. So she could just feel more like she wants to be... Beyonce about it. But I feel like at the end of the day, there's still people, and they can do whatever they want to do. And not everybody that has a platform is going to use it. Look at everybody who has a platform now and is using it for bullshit. I mean, it comes down to whatever they want to do. And at the end of the day, as much as a Beyonce fan as I am, it's not going to change anything in my personal life. And it's not going to, like, I'm not going to fucking, you know, I don't know. I just think
that you have your altar built to Beyonce.
I really don't. I do not. I worship.
Like how Mariah Carey has the Hello Kitty sanctuary in her.
No, she doesn't.
Do you not know that?
Do you not watch Cribs?
Like 20 years ago, but not recently.
Like, or her show, the one that it's like, yeah, the life Mariah of Carey
reality show that they did not that long
ago. Yeah. No, she, I didn't watch it. She extra.
She is the queen of extra. That insists that won't walk backstage in her own concerts and has people wheel her around in an office chair.
Yes, I've seen this. It's amazing.
What?
She makes Andy Cohen reset his entire studio and brings her own lighting team to make sure that she's like, she only shoots from her good angle. Like, she refuses to sit in a...
I stopped being a Mariah Carey fan, like, what year is it?
Well, I stopped being a Mariah Carey fan when she stopped being able to sing.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, right now, I just...
I think that was the Emancipation of... No, which... Was that the first album that was kind of like...
Emancipation was her last big album. Everything since then has
been
garbage.
But wasn't there one before that?
Charmed.
Was the one that everybody kind of figured out that was like, oh, this isn't what it used to be?
Charmed was the... No, it was Rainbow, the one that... Because Rainbow...
The one that was after Glitter, after that fucking mess.
Then it's Charmed. Because it was bad. Charmed, and before that it was Glitter. And before Glitter came Rainbow. And before Rainbow, it was Honey, which is her best fucking album. I think Fantasy and Dream Lover.
Fantasy's good, but Butterfly was
Fan suggestion, Mariah. Mount Geekmore of Mariah Carey album.
See, my thing.
Back to Volunteers tribute for that episode. So, but yeah, like since Butterfly, I really haven't been.
I gotta remember the actual album, like the album where she like went in full hard R&B. Was because, like, you could tell. It's like she can't.
That was Emancipation.
She can't sing anymore.
But that was her last good album.
Or she can't sing. I'm not contesting whether or not the songs
are
good.
Don't make me sing.
It's not about whether or not the songs are good or well written. It's the fact that, like, she can't do the things that she used to do.
And it's been proven.
And it's so sad.
And it's because of the weed.
That's what drugs will do to you.
Well, then I'll never sing
again.
Was it
the New Year's Eve performance?
Oh, my God. We were watching that as it was happening. Oh, my God. We weren't sure what was happening. We were like, what's going on?
We're like, is this happening? Like, is this
five
happening?
Minutes into the new year and she already made headlines?
So awful, but so great.
Oh my God.
I haven't watched it.
It was
on Christmas couch. And we were just like, the four of us.
We were just like, is this not believe what was happening. Going on? Like, is this, wait, but like, this is a joke, right?
Like, this is live. Like, this is not it.
Like, she's not rehearsing.
I had the most fun since like watching like Paula Abdul like lose her shit on like Idol as it was like slowly happening when she would just like do crazy shit.
Idol's coming back,
bro. ABC.
How is Idol coming back right now? When Seacrest freaking like just took a job at like. In the morning show now.
That's why he is not married. He doesn't have kids. He's gonna be.
No, there's another reason he hasn't found the woman.
He's gonna be the host. He's gonna be the host.
Is he?
That's what Twitter said, and Twitter doesn't.
Because that's what he said that he was Kelly? Doing this because of.
Yeah, he's Kelly's host.
He's Kelly's host.
You know? No. Yes,
but he's gonna host American Idol.
Yeah. I thought he said he was done with Idol.
That's well, you know, money talks.
Yep.
And if Ryan Seacrest likes one thing is dick, but if he likes another thing,
oh my!
Allegedly.
He can't. Didn't he date the?
He dated Julianne
Hough. He's dated everybody that's like hot.
I'm pretty sure that was a
rape. He dated Terry Hatcher too.
No,
Terry Hatcher, Superman's girlfriend.
Yes.
Like early on,
like beautiful, like
that's where I know her from. I never watched Desperate Housewives.
Oh, she was good in Housewives. She was really good in Housewives.
Remember, but, I told you guys, there's a 10-year gap where I missed a lot. Of stuff.
But she's dated a lot of beautiful women in Hollywood.
Well, maybe he just hasn't found his lobster.
Yeah, because his lobster's
gay.
A dick.
That's so it's bad.
And it doesn't matter if he's gay. Just come out of the closet.
But that's the whole thing. It doesn't matter.
Use your platform. Use your platform. Do you think anybody's really going to care if he decided to come out?
So who cares if
the gays would care?
You know who would care?
Oh, they'd be
the
happy.
Oh, this is going to sound mean. But fucking Mama June in fucking Trailer Park in Oklahoma, like white conservative, whatever. Those are the people that don't
Mama
care.
June's who, from Georgia.
But you know, but like
that. Oh, you're
you
saying a stereotype.
That constituency is like the ones that are, those are the ones
shut
that
up,
are gonna care.
Man. I got a Mama June situation going on with my chest.
No, but I'm saying those are the people that don't care. But those are the people that like, whatever, like it. There's always, you're never gonna, whatever.
There's no such thing as winning in life.
No.
Mm-mm. You just,
somebody's
why,
gonna hate you.
And that's why I that's always why. Eat the like, cheesecake.
So why waste your time? Why waste your time trying to please everybody? Just you do you, boo boo.
Especially when you have that much money.
I know, right?
If I have to put up with people like, and I've got all this money and I gotta deal with people shit, no.
And I gotta pretend to be straight.
No, listen, I pretend to like people because I have to make a living.
Ricky Martin pulled it off for like 20 years. He almost got engaged and everything.
Because, and again, if I put up with people and pretend to like you to make money, when I have money, I'm not going to pretend
done.
Anymore.
We're done. Our friendship is done.
No, I like you guys. I don't associate with people.
Not the
like.
People in this room. No. Other people.
When I have money...
When I win the lottery.
When I win the lottery and I don't have to go
please
to work.
Please don't ever watch $1 million... What is it? Lottery Home Buyers or whatever that show is on HGTV. It's just going to make you sad. Even if you have a nice house, you're going to think you're sleeping in a shoebox that day.
Well, this has been fun.
Yeah, what a positive note to end the podcast on.
No. What we have to discuss is the fact that once I win the lottery, I'm going into work and pulling a total half-baked. Fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you. I'm out.
Totally. I'd rather take a baseball bat to my printer.
Why are you so violent?
No, the office space.
Oh, yeah. To the printer. No. Okay, I was like... I missed the printer part, no, and I was like,
"Is the office on fire for someone stealing your stapler?"
Yeah, no, I just want to take the printer to the back with a bat. That bitch.
I think it was Xerox the fax whore. Machine.
Yeah, but it's one of those giant Xeroxes like that has that you can fax, scan, and email, but it jams. It has phantom jams all day.
See, because
but I feel like every printer has fucking phantom. Yeah. That's just like
that's why when I quit, I want to take that bitch to the back.
I don't have there's many
the
things
fax
that
machine,
I dislike.
Not a person.
See, there's many things that I dislike allegedly. About my job.
Shit,
but the electronic equipment, the printers, whatever. Leave them alone. I really don't.
I love the vending machine.
But my computer, that's my only friend.
La cafetera.
Like, my computer's got my back. Like, my computer is like the one that's like, it's
the
okay.
The vending machine and the coffee.
You don't
want to
pay attention? Let's surf the web.
Hello, Facebook. Hello, lover.
Like, so my computer, we're good. Everybody else, that's going to be my, you're cool.
Fuck you. Computer, you're cool.
Fuck you're you. Coming with me. Hold on. There's a lot Vamanos. Of shit in here that I don't want to leave back behind.
I do have a plan.
I don't even have a pluh.
Yeah.
You don't have a pluh?
George Stephanopoulos, you know.
Oh, the little guy.
I love that guy.
I love that he's married in real life to like a really funny like a comedian.
George Stephanopoulos?
Oh, I can't remember her name right now.
She was on Mad TV, right? I think it was.
No, she's like a no. Hold on,
like she's a comedian. Like she's a comic actress.
I don't think so.
Yes, I think it's him.
All right. Well, while we're googling, do we want to talk about the wine?
Yeah, Alexandra Wentworth. She used to be.
Oh, I know. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she used to be on Mad TV,
but I let the experts speak first.
Sorry.
Just this is about a Beyonce, and then you're wrong.
They were googling.
Anyway, go ahead, Vanessa.
I just wanted to talk about the wine. Anybody have any thoughts?
Nope. Same as earlier. Like it's juicier.
Yes.
Like it's more of a juice feel.
Moist.
Which is good.
No.
You know.
Moist.
Moist.
But I don't have a problem with that.
Me neither.
People like
Theodore Evelyn Mosby.
Moist.
Like I like it. I could drink it again. I'm okay with it.
I feel like this one might be one of the ones that's a little bit better chilled.
Maybe.
Put the other bottle in the refrigerator. Open it in the morning. See what we feel.
With breakfast. Deal. It's on.
All right, guys. So I think... Yeah.
I think we're done.
I think that was our episode for today. Thank you so much for hanging out with us at our slumber party. It is almost... It's 1:10 in the morning.
Jesus Christ.
No wonder I'm so fucking tired.
We're so old and I'm so like mothers that yawning. We're like...
I'm like, oh, I can't do this anymore. And I had coffee at dinner so I could stay awake.
Well, we all did.
I was really proud of myself because on Wednesday, I went out with my friends... I went out for a friend's birthday and I had 3 margaritas and got home at midnight and I woke up without a hangover.
Woo!
And when? I went on Wednesday. Went about my day on Thursday and I was fine. I didn't think I could still do that. I was fully expecting like fucking to feel terrible.
I'm so proud of you. Thanks. I'm proud of all my friends.
I can't hang shit for shit lately, but that doesn't stop me.
You could never hang. Sweetie, you used to fall asleep at parties. That's we always knew it when it was time, when it was getting late, because you would fall.
It was a rough summer, bitch. I was depressed.
Let me say, I used to fall asleep at clubs.
I can have someone fall asleep on me at a club.
I can fall asleep.
No, he was drunk. He's super gay.
As long as you don't fall asleep like, during sex, you're good.
Yeah, no, we were not having sex. We were at Mansion. That's what it was called. Right. And we happened to get like a VIP section, like we had a couch area, and I was sitting next to my friend's friend, and he was like super gay and so much fun. I think it was like the first and only time I ever hung out with him. So we're like sitting next to each other holding hands, and like we're just talking, and he like put his head on my shoulder, and I was like, oh, that's nice. And then like 2 minutes later, I was like, this motherfucker passed.
Oh, but it's somebody you knew though.
No, I had just met him for the first time that night. Like, he was my friend's sister's friend, so it's not even like somebody like that I could have seen Daddy again. Caro. Daddy told Caro, and Caro told Chrissy, and Chrissy told Katie, and Katie told Mariel. Like, hello.
That is still the best thing it really on is. Earth. Like, I could watch that video over
every time
and over
it pops
again.
Up on Facebook. I watch it every single
me,
time,
but I like it.
But it's so good.
It's so true.
We're talking about the what? Shit Miami girls say.
The
second one's the better one.
Yes. And I, you know what's funny? Like, I don't hear the accent when we talk, like amongst ourselves. Like, I don't hear it. I hear it. I have to really listen for it amongst like my friends. But then I hear the video and like I hear the Miami accent in other places, and I'm like,
our accent I hear is awful. It. And sometimes I'll catch myself when I'm like angry or speaking quickly or like.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll catch myself and I'll hear it and like cringe internally because I'm like. Ugh.
I don't hear the accent, but I do the mannerisms, like the like.
I say like.
It's light. Also part of it. Is, it's also the real. There's a really heavy inflection on the vowels, and that's what it is. It's really hard vowels.
That stuff is what I'm like.
Is it super bothering?
Yeah, I'm like.
Not like, I'm not judging myself because fuck you, this is where I was raised. Yeah. What do you want me to do? Like, New Yorkers have accents. This is not normal for somebody to be like, I'm going to walk my dog. That's not normal, but it's normal in New York.
Isn't that Boston?
My
cousin.
In Boston, they skip the R's. In Boston, they skip the R's.
Not the cop.
Are you not? A knack.
Listen to videos of Kennedy talk.
What is that? A knock, you know, like Johnny Depp. A knock. Oh, you mean a narc. The Heat. Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy. Watch it.
Hey, is it called The Heat?
It's called The Heat.
Chrissy, you don't remember videos of JFK.
Haven't you watched Wahlburgers? Just watch Wahlburgers.
I love that show.
Right.
So much.
Mac.
Okay, we have to end.
Yeah, we do. Right.
Wahlburgers.
So thank you guys for like checking us out. And you can follow us on like Facebook.
Just stop. I can't. I literally cannot.
You can follow us on like
this guy swears, bro.
Bro, of course he wants to go to Ultra Fest. Of course. So like you can follow us on like all of our social medias. Like we're on Twitter and Instagram.
Please stop.
I can't. It's stuck now.
You can follow us on, you can check us out on the Geek Bro Network.
The Geek Bro Network.
Where you can find like.
I can't even do the outro.
You can find like totally like
super cool stuff on like our Instagram. And like I totally like checked the
stop.
Oh, Steph snorting. You got Steph to snort. Vanessa wins.
Vanessa wins episode 31.
What? Happy Mother's Day, Mama.
Yes, happy Mother's Day, Mom. So that was the whole point of this episode.
You're rock stars. I can't do it. So salute to all of you for doing it more than once.
Happy Mother's Day. I hope you get to get away.
Yes. Run away.
Like run away. You know, a couple of hours.
But yeah, far away.
All seriousness, check us out on Instagram. At Mamas and Merlot.
MOMMASANDMERLOT.
And the Geek Bro Network, where you can find
Boo Bro, Cosplay Fame, Zeroes on Heroes, Shiver, House of Heel, What's Good,
Mount Geekmore.
Mount Geekmore. What's Up, Bro?
I think we did that one.
I think that's all of them.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them to keep track of.
Yeah, and they.
We need another. They're gonna.
We need the flyer to just like.
Yeah, we need. Like, I need a list.
I think you nailed it, guys.
All right, guys. So thanks for checking us out, and cheers!
Cheers.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.